ISIS brutality.
They killed a wonderful person.
The DEA and NFL players.
Questions about drugs and what they were taking them for.
Updating an iconic charity song.
How can they know it's Christmas time?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Obama called the latest murder of an American by ISIS pure evil, and the parents of former Army Ranger and aid worker Peter Kasich say they're heartbroken but proud of the work he did. Kasich's former roommate Michael Downey says he was warm and dedicated.
He just had the biggest smile and the biggest heart, and it didn't matter if he didn't know you. Right away, he could connect with people.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says Kasich's beheading only strengthens American resolve.
It reminds us again of the brutality of these people. We will degrade and ultimately defeat these people.
Kasich's murder underlines the ISIS campaign to shock and seize money and resources. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
The group has been seizing aid intended for Syrian civilians and then using it to feed its fighters and their families, or handing it out under its own imprint in an attempt to win over public sentiment in the areas it controls. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. among those who've scaled back some of their efforts in the region as a result. Others continue to send food and medicine and materiel in the hopes some of it will reach those who need it most. Steve.
For three teams after the NFL action ended yesterday, another drama took shape as drug enforcement agents showed up unannounced. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
DEA agents spot-checked three visiting teams, apparently chosen at random.
Wilson rolling right. Now he throws to the end zone. Touchdown!
The Seattle Seahawks on Fox there, the San Francisco 49ers, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. CBSSports.com's Jason LaConfora says what they were looking for.
Which players were taking which painkillers and why, and where was the documentation for that?
And they wanted to make sure properly licensed doctors, not trainers, were handing out those controlled substances. Federal agents began investigating after former players filed a lawsuit alleging widespread abuse of painkillers in the NFL.
The lawyer hired by General Motors to handle compensation for defective ignition switches is adding another month for people to file claims. They'll now have till the end of January. 32 families have been selected for compensation so far. There's word Dr. Martin Salya, the 44-year-old doctor with Ebola, died today at the Omaha, Nebraska hospital, where two others had been treated successfully. He got the virus last week in Sierra Leone and arrived in Omaha on Saturday. Just yesterday, doctors said he was extremely ill and he'd been put on a ventilator. A norovirus outbreak hit a cruise ship that returned to Southern California yesterday. More than 170 got sick on the Crown Princess during a month-long trip. The ship was cleaned, and this woman and others set off on the next trip.
They don't want people on a second time around to get sick. So I feel pretty safe that they've done what they need to do to stop it.
Ducks and chickens are being killed in parts of northern England and the Netherlands after two strains of bird flu were found at two farms. Officials say the risk to the public is low. The Dutch have banned poultry and egg transport throughout the country for now. Well, there's morning snow from the Tennessee Valley up into western New York. WBNS-TV reporter Tino Ramos is in Columbus, Ohio.
Heavy snow has been falling since last night, complicating this morning's commute. Crews are out trying to clear roads, and although many of the streets have been treated in preparation for the storm,
whoa, I've got a wreck that just happened.
Cars and trucks peppered the sides of highways, a result of the slick, snow-covered roads.
Forecasters say record-shattering cold is due to settle in from the plains into the east and south. There's growing tension in the St. Louis area as a grand jury closes in on a decision in the high-profile police shooting of an unarmed black teenager. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering.
Business owners in Ferguson, Missouri are bracing for the grand jury's decision. They're boarding up their stores in anticipation of possible violence once it is announced whether or not Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson will be indicted.
Yeah, maybe happen, maybe don't. I don't know.
Phil Gassaway wants the police to leave peaceful demonstrators alone and is concerned a police presence may provoke them.
We want to get justice. I think if people don't get what they want, I think they're going to tear down the town.
Omar Villafranca, CBS News. Ferguson, Missouri.
An advocacy group says the number of homeless children in this country has hit an all-time high, one in every 30. It blames the problem on a lack of housing and domestic violence. There's a new report on shaken babies and young children. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
With cold statistics and interviews with pediatricians and caregivers, a research team has put together a sobering picture of what happens to babies and other young children who suffer head injuries from shaking.
We started finding a lot of cases that had never been counted before.
They discovered more than 4,500 cases occur in the U.S. each year. 334 children die within a month. Of the 2,000 others with severe head trauma, half don't survive past age 21. 80% have vision problems. A quarter require feeding tubes. Ted Miller of the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation says often injuries aren't noticed immediately or treated.
You shake the baby stops crying because the baby's no longer capable of crying, but you don't know that.
This study in pediatrics. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Vatican confirms Pope Francis will come to the United States next September. He'll attend the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. The show went on for comedian Bill Cosby last night in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hello?
And people who attended the stand-up performance were able to put aside the new uproar over allegations that Cosby assaulted several women in the past.
It's hard to really let that negatively impact your opinion when you don't know what went on.
You know, innocent until proven guilty, as far as I understand in this country, so hopefully it doesn't come to fruition.
And Cosby has canceled some recent TV appearances, including David Letterman's CBS Late Show. Over the weekend, Cosby's attorney said the comedian would not comment on the allegations, which he called old and discredited. Well, 30 years after the original Band-Aid, a new version of Do They Know It's Christmas is out today with Ed Sheeran, One Direction, Bono, and other artists. The new song is an Ebola fundraiser. The original, back in 1984, was a chart topper that raised $11 million to fight hunger in Ethiopia. Pay and benefits are key for people looking for work, but that's far from the full picture. CBS's Peter King has more on a recruiting firm's analysis.
The survey says diversity is becoming increasingly important for job seekers.
Two-thirds of people say that when they're evaluating companies and job offers, it is important to them that the company is diverse.
Kim Abreu is a recruiting trends analyst with Glassdoor.
72% of women said it was important to them. 89% of blacks said it was important to them. 80% of Asians. But it was also important to 58% of white respondents.
Abreu says the message to companies is to actively recruit from outside their normal circle. Diversity is more than just putting a rainbow picture on a website. Peter King, CBS News.
Premature? Perhaps. 13-year-old Monet Davis is working on a memoir. The book from the first female pitcher to win a Little League World Series game is due out next March. Davis says she hopes her story inspires others to follow their dreams. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.